You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Black Girls Living. You're joined with Vic.
And Jasmine.
Yeah, we're back again with another episode.
And last week someone said our sound was crisp.
Yeah.
So,
I think it's actually a me problem too. Because I don't think I talk into the mic. I think I talk like,
Yeah, that's why today I was watching you. I was like, yeah, let me,
it's a me problem.
Yeah.
Also, you
put that mic close to your mouth.
But yeah. I think it's because I don't like hearing saliva. So that's why I'm a bit like.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'll try and get a bit closer. I'm going to hate editing this week. Oh my God! Stop it! Do you know, sometimes I'll be listening to some people's podcasts and all I can hear is actual saliva. And I'm like, do you hate me?
That was wicked of me. Sorry.
Oh my God. Nah. Oh. That and hearing people drink with headphones.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's drink when it's like the gulp.
Oh, the gulp.
Oh my.
Yeah, no, that's too far.
That's dirty. That's dirty. That is.
Oh my gosh.
Do you know what song is stuck in my head? Let me try to find it for you lot.
I'm worried.
Oh, bear with me 1 second.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I've been singing it as well.
A back, a back, a back. A bookie, bookie, boo.
Ba-ba.
Dennis.
Dennis.
Lean.
Dennis.
Bap, 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 bap. Dennis up. Dennis.
Dennis.
Dennis. Pals. So, TM went for the 9. Why are you laughing?
Because I saw your tweet and I couldn't believe it. I was like,
he's going to block me.
I said, when this man comes to flog you, I actually can't defend you.
But I really wanted to tweet it. Oh my God. I was going to message Jasmine saying, TM Wayne is going to block me if I. But I was like, then I was like, let me not go off asking people for advice because then they're going to tell me what to do. And then I won't do it and then I was going to laugh. We should all laugh.
So, please play the original Tion Wayne tweet.
Tion Wayne has a song with Russ called Body. It's really good. It's now a TikTok meme. And he said, how I write my verse for Body.
Kaya, watch something else.
Kaya's watching a video on, what was it again?
Yeah, she, a Try Not To Laugh video. And I said, while we're recording, are you mad?
So Tion Wayne from the 9 wrote a tweet saying how I write my verse for Body. Ross took this version home and he was telling me the verse was crazy whilst I was still in the studio writing the bars. Okay, so here's the. He did all what he did.
Yeah.
Then he still remembered to do the mm-mm. And if you don't listen to Tion Wayne for the 9,
so that's his signature. For those who
are like, what the hell just happened?
Yeah,
we'll break it down, don't worry.
So Tion Wayne tweeted that and said, this is how I created the verse for Body. And then Vic quote tweeted it and said, it's giving me.
So basically, there's a
big bear bussing out the Bentley.
If you guys don't know what that is, what big bear busting out the Bertie Bear Talbot. That's basically the people who made a choreography for Up by Cardi B. They were basically breaking it down on TikTok.
Mm.
Oh, I think they're doing it on Instagram Live. I can't remember where it was, but it's on TikTok right now.
Yeah.
And the way choreographers do, and even cheerleaders, they break it down in steps. Mm. I'm pretty sure you guys know. So,
but most choreographers do one and two and three.
But he decided.
But he
to
decided
do,
to do sound effects.
Being bad, bossing out the bed and turn over. Bah, 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 a bookie, bookie, boo. Then it's lean. And I said, yeah, it's given that. And
I'm surprised he didn't block you.
I'm surprised he didn't block me either. But I wouldn't be shocked. Because that, I was going to tweet, I was going to say, that's the thing about these British artists. Like, I said it last week.
Yeah.
They can't take a joke.
Yeah, I know. But he saw it, but he must have thought, this is jokes.
Yeah, I hope so. But it, that,
he seems like someone that has a good sense of humor. So.
But I was even thinking, do I have to justify this and say, hey, Tion Wayne, this is how the joke came about. And also, I actually still let the dirt, the dirt, the day that you put out. Tion Wayne from the Nine. I actually liked it.
I am finished.
I actually really, really liked that, what he put out.
Yeah. Tion Wayne, he is actually talented. For the other one, I don't know.
Who's the other one? Russ?
Yeah.
Why, is it because he keeps using Keisha and Becky?
Yes. It's the same. Everything is the same.
Gets the people going, as you say.
But why? Why is it getting new people going?
I don't know.
Anyways,
the song's really good though. Is Ross the same one that I should have been laughing? That signed 60k for 24 albums.
Yes.
What's going on? I shouldn't even. I'm laughing because he was laughing in the video too. So he was talking to ZZ Mills. ZZ Mills always gets these amazing lines from these rappers. Mm. I need to watch the full thing because I was like, yeah, this is insane. Thank the Lord, he's not in that deal anymore.
Yeah.
But him, and I think he also does it with somebody else, his group. So in fact, they actually got 30 grand each when you divide it for 24 albums. I think possibly he thought it was 24 songs. I don't know.
Something like, I think that's the worst deal I've heard in history. Yeah. I don't even think 360 deals are that bad.
Let me even do the maths on that. Even so, Lady Leisha commented on the Shade Bar and was like, actually, I got that for my mixtape.
But why are you signing these deals?
Because they come from the streets, innit?
So but the thing is, Vic, like, yes, you might love making music, but it's not easy. It's not like it's a 1 hour, 2 hour job. Do you get what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's like when you divide it down into man hours, you're probably getting less than minimum wage.
Per album.
He's getting 2,500 per album. Vic did the maths.
Actually, no. Even divide that by two because you're doing it, splitting it.
I'm sorry to laugh. I'm sorry. God forgive me.
That's not fair.
It's not fair.
Because Keisha, Becky is everywhere.
But this is why I think, like now, I think there's a lot of distribution deals that go around and I think they work a lot better for artists.
Oh, yeah.
It's better to get, you know, have your one song and the label pays for that one song to be distributed. You get your money that way than sign your life away because some of these labels be 24 albums. Beyonce does not even have 24 albums.
How can you say not even Beyonce?
And she's been Beyonce. Working for how many years?
And that woman has been working? Ah, that woman's a worker. Wow. Beyonce can work. I'm even happy that she's resting now.
24 albums.
No, but just deeper. Not even Beyonce. No, but just said not even Beyonce. Even and Beyonce, you lot know that that woman can walk?
Yep.
No. Actually piss off.
Yeah. It's actually a mad thing.
No, but Ross should have said, but what? No, real talk. You should have said what you said, like, in the meeting, but not even Beyonce has 24 hours. Self, right now. So why is it me, Ross from the street? I've just come from the street and you think that you can come and...
I actually feel sick.
I hate that they did that to him.
Yeah, I feel sick. I feel sick that they offered it and I feel sick but that he... Okay. Yes.
And no, but do you... Have you seen the clip?
He would have been working until he's dying. I don't even think he would have got to 24 albums, I'll be honest.
In the clip, he said, yeah, I was excited. And then I said, can you pattern my boy as well? And this is how I know that this sometimes we just don't know things. He said, yeah, let me even half it with my boy. That's 30k each. I said, oh God, you even asked them, can we both get 60?
My goodness me.
I would never do a drill with Jasmine like that.
No.
We're both getting paid individual money. Yeah. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Because let's get that back. What I did last time or when we went to go and find out how much Joe Rogan was getting. If Joe Rogan can get 10 million.
Dude, if Vicky's pressing her phone right now, it's killing me.
If Joe Rogan can get 10 million, there's no way I'm halving money with Jazz.
It was even more than 10 million. Remember, it was 100 million.
Oh my God, I feel sick.
100.
We'll never have to half money in Jesus' name.
Amen.
We'll never have to half money.
Yeah, amen. And if we do, we're multiplying the money.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Let's multiply it.
Amen.
Six-figure babes.
Amen. Let's manifest.
Amen. Amen.
Next year?
Next year. Yeah.
I'm nervous.
We got to do it. We got to do it.
Oh, shit.
We're going to do it, in fact. Six-figure babes.
You're doing a lucky no something, but I don't.
Yeah, well. Yeah, my God knows.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's happening.
Have you seen that video? Girl, she cuts off this. Well, she doesn't cut off, but there's a guy, he's got very, very long hair.
Mm. Oh,
yeah. And she cuts it. Yes. She goes, come and see what you Oh, guys, I wish I could tell you that.
Let me see if I can find it. I just liked it on my TikTok account, so it should be.
I don't know if your likes are open.
Oh, is it? I thought I made it public.
Oh, let me go check. Actually, I found it. So basically what she does is she cuts. She doesn't. She's not going to make. We're going to put on our stories.
Yeah, let's put on our stories.
Wait, it's the way she's singing. Do you want to play a game?
Yeah, come on then.
The game is, if institutionalized racism exists, why does this happen? So I'll go first. If institutionalized racism doesn't exist, how comes the red nose doesn't fit on my nose on Red Nose Day?
If institutionalized racism doesn't exist, why can I not think of anything?
Why are you asking me what country I'm from? When I speak like a Cockney geezer like you.
Yeah. And if institutionalized racism doesn't exist, why does my brain keep going blank? I literally just had it. If institutionalized Jews...
If what? If what?
I can't speak. What's going on? If institutional... It's like the more I think about it, the more I can't say it. If institutionalized racism doesn't exist, then why is it whenever I complain about this country, you tell me to go back where I came from? As if I wasn't born here. But the whites can complain.
This is
my
land.
They don't get told to leave the country. I'm
telling you right now, they need to stop saying that because this is my land. If you like someone to go, this is where I came from, bro.
If institutionalized racism doesn't exist, then why do we need schemes for BAME people?
Oh my days. Not even black people, Asian, BAME. If institutionalized racism doesn't exist, why are you calling me a BAME?
Yes. These are the questions.
If institutionalized racism doesn't exist, why am I the only black person in this damn office?
In London. If institutionalized racism doesn't exist, then why is it when you put jobs out, you have to say, we welcome applications from underrepresented groups?
But you still hire a white person at the end of it. Oh, God damn it. And you say, oh, we didn't have enough ethnic minority submissions.
Yes.
Right, even.
Very, very intriguing.
If institutionalized racism doesn't exist, how comes you remove... Oh, this is a drag. How comes you remove the people's page on your work bit to remove all the faces because everybody there was white and you didn't want to get dragged on the internet?
That sounds very specific.
It sure damn is. I saw one company getting... This was time ago. They were getting dragged. I said, no. I said, say it ain't so. How can they only have... I think... They were like, oh... the only black people that were there are interns. I wonder if that's true.
If institutionalized racism doesn't exist, why is Russ being offered a deal for for 30k for 24 albums?
Stop. Sorry. Yeah, SZA and Doja Cat put on a cute music video.
I haven't seen it yet.
Really,
you know?
Really cute. It's giving the girls girly. It's giving the girls flirty. It's giving the girls fun, fairy. It's cute. I really, really like it. I really dig it. I feel like it's one of those songs that if it was on an album, I couldn't really picture it being like the lead song.
Okay.
I feel like it, for me, it's probably one of those songs on an album that's probably on my favourite song, but it's not a lead song, if you get what I mean.
Can you think of a song that is like, you're like, how did they not release this as a single?
I could go on with Frank Ocean, boy.
I don't know.
Because he even has that one line where he damn said it, that the best song wasn't a single. You couldn't put your any down.
I wonder how they decide what songs are going to be singles as well.
I know. Because sometimes they get it wrong.
Yeah. Mm. Big time.
I'm trying to think what song. To be fair, with Doja, she kind of released them all like kind of separately and kind of gave them quite a lot of treatment with Hot Pink. I talk about Hot Pink all the time. I think it's one of the best albums I've ever listened to, if I'm going to be honest. But Streets, so the one that, you know that song that's gone viral, like, pull your head or my that, I just thought that this song is so good. Like, why are people not giving it what
in
it
a Mary, in a scary.
No, no, damn no. In a home, no. I ain't motherfucking sharing. I just thought, what the hell? Like, why is it not getting the love it deserves? And then, but is that, that's TikTok for you, huh? But to be fair, I felt that with Rules on Hot Pink. And this is the thing, when you play the bit to people that you think is mad, that's sick, people are like, don't you get nervous when you play a song to someone?
Oh, all the time.
And you're like, oh, you're gonna love this, isn't it? And they're like,
It's not even that, it's more so when you get the aux cord in the car.
I'm scared.
Yeah, there was a time, it was like my friend's boyfriend's barbecue. And they had a speaker, and it was like, it was his birthday.
Yeah, yeah.
But they were listening to football.
What? Why?
Because they're mannerless.
Okay.
So my friend was like, oh, like, Jasmine, start playing your music.
Oh my God. Don't ask
listen.
Me.
Anxiety went through the roof. Through the roof.
Because when I start playing my Doja Cat, you lot start.
Yeah. Yeah. They're going to start looking at me sideways.
But why are you looking at me sideways? Because
when you were playing football.
No, but when you. That's too. First of all, yes, that too. You're there playing man of the match, whatever you want to call it. Also, why are you looking at me sideways when we go on Spotify and these are the most listened to songs? So one of you hairs listening to it. But that is nerve-wracking when you have to play your, like you're playing a song to your friend. Actually, I think you just have to have a friend who understands your music taste.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't feel that way with you.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
But maybe it's because...
Vic will tell me, like, oh, yeah, listen to this song. Yeah. I really think you'll like it. And nine times out of ten, she's right.
I don't feel that way with you. Even if I'm like, I want to play like an alternative song, I'm like, just my look at me weird. Because I know you might, maybe you judge me, but I know you would. It's never.
I'm a little bit alternative. Sometimes, like, there's a little song I'm like, that's a little bit out of my.
My friend Tosin, I can play any weird song, and she's like, I hear that. She was like, did you even get that from me? Because basically, when I'm in her car, I'm always Shazam. Because she listens to like the best, like, black indie pop kind of music. Like, she's so sick for that. And every time I could play that kind of, she's like, like that. But like, you don't really get that from everybody.
Yeah, no, it's true.
Because sometimes people are like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, there are music snobs out there.
Oh my
god. They exist.
No, but it's nerve-wracking. Like, I want to play the bit from Rules. I'm just like, I'm a bit nervous. Okay.
I love this song.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I love the video.
It's good, isn't it? Okay. There's a bit. Nigga, don't do it, you blew it. You tryna cast spells on a bitch with potions. Nigga, I need devotion. Telling me this and that, the throat, that shit for the birds on ghosting. If you don't dive in the pussy like dolphins, if you don't dive in the pussy like oceans,
Okay, Vic, we're going to get cancelled.
Why?
Spotify is going to say it's enough.
That's my ego there, you stroking. Oh, sis went off.
She did.
She said, where's that nigga who don't play mind games at? What? You got a fake gold chain.
Why
on?
Has no one made a TikTok with that specific bit
don't
of the song?
Don't mind them. They don't understand.
It's perfect. It's gold. But then, these also, shouts to you for having the patience for me downloading TikTok, because now I'm in love.
What patience?
No, because I remember I was like, I want my Vine.
Oh, yeah. But it only took you a year.
Yeah, now I got my TikTok and I'm enjoying.
Yeah, she actually is.
And there's so many things. It's like, I know it's old, but I'm still sending it to you.
Yeah, send it to me. Yeah. I want to know what you find funny. I don't mind if people send me stuff and they're like, oh, I know you've probably seen it. I don't care. Send me so I understand your humor. Because I see bare different things. I find a lot of things funny, but sometimes I'm like, do I find this funny or does Jazz find this funny? Mm. Or am I going to send? Do you know what I mean? So just send it to me.
There was one year that I cried tears. And it's so dumb, but it was when I tried to shave my girl's mustache in her sleep.
Oh my days. Those ones are so rude. They're so rude.
Oh, the way you turn around to pretend to sleep. Oh, I cried. Nah, there are some gems on TikTok, honestly. Yeah, I'm loving it.
Like, I really want to start posting on my own account. I just find it effort though.
Yeah. I think, but I've always said this, like, you would have been amazing on Vine. And
Vine, what would I be amazing. Doing?
I know.
Vine.
You know the talent that it takes to create content in 6 seconds? I don't think, like, we're really deep in it. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Like, how many classic Vines have we, do we remember?
Was it all accidents?
And they were 6 seconds long.
I know.
And they told a story. What?
Yeah, he did tell no story.
It did a bit.
They're all accidents. Yeah, yeah. If you don't know what we're talking about, just write down yeet onto Google and do your history there, please. But and do it for the van. I ain't gonna do it. These are very accidentals.
Mm, it's true. But that guy, Reggie Coots.
Oh yeah, the Titanic guy.
Yeah.
Oh my days, he was talented.
Very talented. There was another one he did as well. It was a classic. And he was going down the stairs and he said something.
Oh, I don't know. Oh. Let me try and find it. Reggie.
He had classic Vines. And it's like
down the stairs?
Yeah, he said something as he was going down the stairs. I think he was pretending to be a dad. Oh my gosh. It was literally a classic.
Find it, Jazz.
Yeah, I can't find it.
Let me write down dad. Let me find the Titanic one because so it paints a picture to what we're on about.
If you see his face, you would know.
So he said basically that's him on the Titanic boat.
I like how some of them have migrated from Vine and have started their TikToks now.
Yeah.
Even he's on TikTok.
Is he?
Yeah, he's on TikTok.
That Donnie's out of this world now. What's his name? The black guy from
Rome.
Him. I think he was obsessed with him. I'm not going to say which one of our friends, but one of our friends was.
Who are they? You're not saying anything. Oh, is he?
Yeah. No, he's literally in everything now. Like, right now, he's like 40 years old. And he's still playing teenagers. And I know, yes, bet don't crack, but sir, we know you're 40.
Oh, the guy with the eyebrows. Like, his eyebrows are very expressive.
Yeah, and he's everywhere. Like, he was in Justin Bieber's Drake's Superstar video or Popstar, whatever it's called. Like, I don't know.
Do you know what I mean? I know exactly. I know who you're talking about. I just forgot his name.
He was even in To All the Boys I Hate Before.
Was he? He's been in like a couple Netflix films as well. What's his name?
I'm gonna have to find it now.
I know. I'm so sorry. Like, just a disclaimer. Like, I am so sorry that me and Vic have such crap memories. Like,
I edit this out. Literally. I don't know about you. So people don't think we're slow.
No, but it's like every day we're like, I think his name is.
How am I supposed to remember that though?
Some people have that memory.
I'm even apologizing. How am I supposed to remember? Am I supposed to remember that? Please. I was even going to write down black guy from Vine. You know when you write these kind of things down, it comes up. I don't think you do. How the hell did that come up? Is his name called Andrew Batchelor?
No way.
King Batch.
That's the one. King Batch.
Okay, he's not 40 years old. Sorry, King Batch.
But he looks 40.
No. He's not 40. He doesn't even.
How old is he?
I was actually, what I did there was actually really rude. Sorry.
Okay, but he does look 40. Okay, let's be honest.
No. That was rude of me to say that. I'm looking at a picture now. That was really rude. I apologize.
Let me see. I think he looks 40.
Oh my God. No, he doesn't. He has 20 million followers on TikTok.
Does he?
I didn't even know he was on there.
But you know what TikTok's like? It's very, it's like you have to find that unique person to follow to get all the other videos that are like it.
To be fair, I'm not shocked in a way because, you know, when he was on Vine, he had 11 million. So people.
Yeah, but I never really find, I don't get his,
oh, you don't
humor.
Get it. I found him funny on Vine. I don't follow him anymore, so I don't really know what he's doing nowadays. I thought he was just acting now. So that's why I'm shocked he's on TikTok. But he's on Bear Things, like. But that's good because I think I remember watching a video from him time ago being like he did, that's what he wanted to do to be an actor.
Oh, an actor.
So of course these things can really help you, you know, catapult you. Yeah, definitely. And I love that. I love that it's really helped a lot of like creators like go out there and be like actors and stuff. That's really cool.
I want that for Victor.
Listen.
Victor on TikTok.
What do you want? Let us know. What is it that you want? Do you want a TV show? Do you want a comedy series? Do you want a book? I'm supporting him to the end.
Yeah. I think he needs a comedy series.
Oh my God, he's too funny.
Because, you know, like, on TikTok, a lot of people use other people's sounds and stuff. Victor creates his own sounds.
Oh my days.
As in, you know when they say acting? The guy is acting.
Literally. So, I'm going to, you don't need to watch the video because the video is hilarious, but just the sound is enough. Okay, let me read the caption. Thinking about the time I made Hotline Bling African Church remix in 2015. That high key slapped. I have that in my head.
You used to call me late I went.
My favorite TikToker. Yeah. Hands down.
Yeah, mine as well.
I think he deserves way more followers. I think it's on like 250,000, but definitely deserves to be in a mil. He's so funny.
He is.
But yeah, people like that, I want them to have it all. What do you want? Like,
and that's what it's like. I hate being like, I hate saying stuff just for the sake of saying it. But when people say like you can blow easier in America, it's like, I feel like it's so true.
It's true. It is true. It is true.
Because people like him, like he should, okay, maybe he wouldn't have a show by now, but he should be everywhere. Why is he not everywhere? He needs to be on screen. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. If you're an agent or if you're a TV exec, get this guy involved.
Yeah.
Like, please, don't sleep on the job.
Yeah.
Don't wait for him to go to America. You're like, oh God, we should. No, get on it. Like, he is too funny.
Yeah.
No, Jazz is right. I don't want it to be a case where it's like, he has to wait years for him to get his come up episode. It's just, anyways.
Yeah.
Maybe he's working on things in right now.
Yeah, it's true.
Because sometimes we do that. We're like, oh, you know, someone goes viral. Like, where's their thing? It's like, I went viral yesterday. Please leave me alone.
No, but he deserves to be on.
He did the series with BuzzFeed actually.
Yeah, I saw really a clip of it. Yeah.
Yeah, I was watching that. It was really interesting. On history. So it's a bit different from what he, but it was really, really funny. It was really insightful too. Yeah. If you guys don't know who we're talking about, sorry, let me give you the at. It's Victor. So it's VCTRKNDA. And you can find him on TikTok and Twitter. And Instagram. But yeah, he's just mad, mad funny. Like
the one where he was dancing to his mum praying in tongues as well.
I didn't know that was actually a rule. I thought it was like a viral clip. Yeah. Until I watched the video until the end and I saw that he was trying not to laugh. I said, oh, so you really mad? Nah, he's jokes. And the mom was going,
I can't even do the noise. I don't even want to mock his mom like that. But she was.
And he was dancing.
Yeah, he was dancing.
No. Also, why? Okay. Why is it weird when someone follows you on Instagram and you like all their pictures, why is that weird?
I don't think it's weird.
Okay. Be honest. Do you not?
No, I don't.
So if someone did that to you right now, you wouldn't find it weird?
No.
I don't find it weird.
Yeah.
Other people find it weird. So my colleague, yeah.
I do find it weird when you like my first picture.
What?
Like stuff like that, I would find weird.
Why?
Like if you've the gone first... down. Like if I feel like you've been scrolling past all my other pictures and you like, it's an accident, isn't it? They got caught.
No, but well, if it's an accident, it's embarrassing. Yeah. Okay.
You can tell when it's an accident. If you've liked one picture from years.
I'm liking the first one to make up for it ASAP. Scrolling back to the top.
Yeah, you got
to
keep, that's when you got to keep liking them all because you effed up. But I get what you mean. I don't find it weird when you start following someone and you like their pictures because I'm like, oh, like, that makes sense to me. Like, if you've discovered someone's page, you would scroll, wouldn't you?
Okay, how many pictures is too much to like? Is 20 a lot?
I think this is when we get into... that's when we start getting into awkward because...
Oh my God.
I don't like... Like me, I'm not the kind of person. And so, there's like a Instagram, unwritten rules on Instagram. And I don't follow them. Like, some people, I'll like their picture and then I'll find that they like mine. And I'm like, I'm not liking your picture for you to like mine.
Yeah. Same.
So when you like my picture, I'm not going to then go on your profile and like your picture. Do you get what I mean? I'm just like, if I see it, I'll like it. But I'm not going to... now think, oh, because they've liked mine, I'm obliged to you. But I think like some people would take that as, you're not, I don't
reciprocating.
Know. Yeah, you're not as reciprocating and or you're not supporting or you're a hater. I don't know. Or you think you're too, I don't know.
You feel too nice. Hey, God. Anyways, there's too many rules to this stuff. Too many Instagram rules. The reason why I bring this up is because I remember one time my colleague followed me on Instagram, followed him back. And he has the most adorable... This is my ex-colleague, Tamara. He has the most adorable kids. And I was just liking bare pictures of him and his family at Bartlin's, like in the wedding anniversary bit. I must have liked like 10 pictures, I say. he sent me a screenshot of his phone being like, Vixen, he said like. he was like, I've got a super fan.
Huh?
I said, sir... I'm not a super fan here. The only person I stand in this world is Jesus Christ.
Listen. And the speed at which I would unfollow. You won't even know what hit him. What?
The next day, he was like, seems we've got a super fan over here.
Nope. Absolutely not.
Then I was like, okay.
No, people like that, he doesn't get enough attention at home.
Maybe that's what he is.
He doesn't get enough attention or at home.
Maybe your friends don't gas you the way I gas. Yeah. Because me, I gas on Insta. Maybe that's it to consider too.
Yeah. Because that is not normal.
That's it to consider too.
There's one thing, say, hold on, he screenshotted it and sent it to you. And said,
but Jazz, this is, I'm not even and over And then he said the it at work.
Oh, guess what?
I'm not over with the story. Then I had another friend who, I didn't know how I followed her, followed her on Twitter. We're friends in real life, but I didn't know she had Instagram. Followed her Insta. Liked bare, and she's actually my friend. Like bare pictures. And she said, she now put on a screenshot, put it on, and I probably
not said thanks for the likes. She didn't do that.
She don't, damn sure did.
You people, making me look like listen, a fucking loser. Listen, you lot need to relax with all of that. I don't see it too much recently, thank God. But if that was how you were moving, I'm sorry, it's not good. That's me putting it kindly.
It's not good.
I'm putting it kindly.
It's not of God.
That is not of God.
Then she sets up it like, I can probably find it word for word, but she sets up it like, oh, you're obsessed or something like that. Obviously, she was joking. And I said to her, what, me liking your Instagram pictures? Like, or me commenting on picture. I think you look nice. This is why I'm like. And then I had it again by another friend who screenshotted and put it on her Instagram stories being like, Vicky, obsessed or something like that. Then I hope she doesn't mind me saying her name. because she's such a lovely person. Let's see if I can find it. You used to call me Lena Remley. You used to call me on my cell phone.
Thinking about so many things. Been morning.
Thinking about so many things. Wishing life would just get better.
Trying to get rid of them.
But nothing seems to stay the same. Anyway, her name's called Louisa. And she's a plus size, vegan, Instagrammer. She's amazing. She's really cool. And she liked my pictures on Instagram. Following each other on Twitter for years. Mm. She followed me on Insta. She liked my pictures. And then she DM'd me saying something like, oh, sorry for like the spam, whatever. And then I voice noted her, be like, don't be silly. Like, it's absolutely fine. And then she voice noted me back, being like, because some people get really weird about that. Mm. And they're like, oh, you know, you're creepy or what. I was like, oh my days, same.
Wow.
And because she followed me, then I did the exact same thing that I wouldn't do when I follow someone. Because that's why I'm following you, Sha. So I can like your pictures.
Mm.
But yeah, I was just like, I don't know why people act like it's a bad thing to like more than like 9 pictures. Mm. Then it makes me, now I get weird. I'm like, do I like, this person has followed me. Do I like their pictures from the past? Or do I just
so
like one?
So weird, isn't it? It's so weird. But I feel like, that's why I'm like, maybe you don't get enough attention. Because I don't understand how you would find that, like you put your pictures on Instagram for what?
Mm.
Do you get what I mean? And it's not like, I don't know, it's weird. Mm-hmm. I just feel like if they're your friend as well, it's like, what's the meaning of this?
Mate.
But yeah, it's what can you do?
And one thing about me, yeah, I will comment on my friends' pictures.
Mm.
Like, I remember like people would be like, oh, but my friends don't really comment. I'm commenting on every single one of your pictures. Mm. Even if it's old, I haven't seen, I'm commenting again. Because you're my friend.
Yeah. But they're the weirdos. Sometimes it's really okay to be like, it's not me that's the weirdo, it's them. As much as they want to act the most or be doing the most, it's please don't internalize it.
Also, I always find it a bit weird when I look at people's Instagram and their friends don't comment. I'm like, do your friends hate you? Or maybe it's the way I use Instagram. Maybe it's like,
yeah.
You used to call me
on the cell phone. Oh yeah, there's a tweet I saw the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And I sent it to your phone actually. Can I read it?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, so this tweet I saw the other day, I was like, nothing has spoken to me like as deeply as this one.
Mm.
So it says, the person's Twitter handle is the Kayanova. So the Kayanova. She said, why I spoil myself as a black woman? I thought I would get to an age and folks would just adorn me. I think she meant adore me. Romantically, platonically, professionally. But that's false. Everywhere I have to work and defend myself and fix things and try to matter.
Mm.
So when I earn money, I repair myself. Black women are given the crumbs of crumbs, but we're expected to be so much and it doesn't end.
Mm.
Some days I just get so overwhelmed trying to exist. But there's one thing I can count on. My own ability to build the life I want down to every inch, every effing moment, every piece. And I was just like,
yeah, I like that.
I was like, nothing has sort of explained like what it's like to be a black woman as much as that tweet. So succinctly.
Mm-hmm. I really like that.
Yeah. And it's like, these last few months, this last year even, I've just been tired as hell. And I don't think people realise like how difficult it is as a black woman just to live. Mm. Like we're not afforded the grace of failure
at all
as a black woman. Like I find nothing more terrifying than failing or, you know, not earning a certain amount of money because I just feel like if I don't have that stability, then I've failed or I'm not going to be able to provide the life that I want to for myself or my child. Mm. And yeah, expecting to be the breadwinners, the caregivers, the cleaners, the chefs. We're expected to have amazing bodies and I'm not even allowed to have a flat ass no more. There's just so much that comes with being a black woman and then having living in a society where you're being gaslit 24/7, where you're like the least respected amongst your colleagues or even like the men that you're around. It's just a constant battle.
It is very exhausting.
And when do we take that break? When do we get afforded the luxury of a break?
Mm-hmm.
I'm tired. Yeah.
It's very, very, very exhausting. Very exhausting.
Hmm.
Yeah, I think that's very true.
And I don't know what, like how can we move forward? How can it's like we have to keep going by force, but it's like sometimes a bitch wants a break.
I'll be taking breaks. I don't even care. If you like, call me a... do you know what it is? Yeah, I got to a point in my life where I just felt like, these people, like, you want to call me weak or lazy? Be my guest. What's that song that they sing in Disney? Be my guest. Go ahead. I'm going to be lazy and weak. Like, I'm going to cry. Yes, I'm sensitive. I'm not... I can't adhere to the stereotype. I can't be... We're not stereotypes. We can't... No. Even it really pissed me off when Kanye and Kim broke up and people used their dirty mouth to say,
oh, yeah, he needs a black woman.
Of all the things that that guy needs in this moment of time. But that's the thing again. It's like a man who's going through so much mentally and, you know, we can see all the things he's going through. He wouldn't be going through that if he, you know, a black woman needs to come and do Clark Kent and be Superman to save the day.
Yeah.
So you're even saying that a black woman should come and take away mental illness. It's too much.
Too much responsibility.
It's way too much. And it's even just like the fact that you see black women as like home. No, how do I say it? Like, just like an Avenger.
Yeah.
It's way too much for human beings. It's way too. Or even when I see stuff like there's someone should run for president or like in America and they're like, oh, it should be Michelle Obama or should be a black woman. And I'm like, I'm here for diversity. Yes, I'm here for us taking up space. But you're just saying that because you want the job done.
Yeah.
And it's like that job, when people say sometimes Michelle should stay at home and keep writing her ebooks and keep writing her, doing her podcast because this life is not,
It's not kind to black women at all.
Soz.
It's not kind to black women.
Soz, why don't you go and do it?
And it's funny because if the role was reversed, and I hate whataboutery, but I'm going to do it. If the role was reversed and there was a black woman who broke up with a white man, can you see people saying, oh, she needs a black man?
Yeah.
No.
I will tell people, if a black woman broke up with a white man,
they'll say, look at what happens when you go to your white counterpart, blah, 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 blah. You think they'll say she needs a black man?
I think people will be like, I think people will be like, not that she needs
as
a black
man. As in to heal her?
Oh, not to heal her, but I think people will be like, that's why you shouldn't go
in
the
first place. Yeah, that sort of thing. Yeah, that even happened with Kanye. Kanye got the, that's what you get for going with a white woman.
I didn't even see that.
Yeah, he got that as well. Oh, 100%.
So what happened? No, but you lot, I'm so sorry. I can't believe I'm standing Kim right now. Kanye said that his mother-in-law is Kris Jong-un. And then called the mother of his kids a white supremacist.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're telling me... Okay, anyways, what do I know? what the hell do I know?
Oh, gosh.
But it's a black woman that should be there. And then what is going to call the black woman? Only God knows. But the black woman should stay there. Remember, firm it. Because that's what we should do. We should firm it. Like warriors.
Yeah, we can't.
Oh, my God.
We can't.
Not me, boy.
We can't be healers. Remember we said not too long ago, we don't want to be healers.
Mm-mm.
No, we can't be. We don't have the facilities.
Because who's healing us? Who's fighting for us?
No one's healing us.
When stuff happens,
we have to heal ourselves. We get told to go and seek therapy. Mm-hmm. We don't get told to, you know, get a black man to heal us.
When things happen, when I see stuff on the internet and that happens, or even in general, when things happen, I never see, like, to black women, I never see other people really up in arms. It's us fighting our own battles all the time when it comes to those kind of things.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm tired of fighting. I'm trying to live a peaceful life. I'm not trying to be angry. Like, well, even my social media intake, when I see stuff, I'm like, okay, you're trying to piss me off. Scroll. Because it's not every day me be angry. I can't do it to myself. I can't. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I'm the same. I've been on Twitter a lot less recently as well, because there's banter, but it's like there's more things to be angry about than there is banter these days. that's why I find myself on TikTok most of the time. I'll be honest. TikTok is jokes.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't find social media fun anymore.
But like, even like, I saw this black woman, she did a TikTok, she was saying how when you like a black guy, you don't know if he likes black girls. And people in the comments, or even on Twitter, they brought it over to Twitter, and people were like, I don't think this is true.
I was like,
maybe you don't want to hear the truth, but this is the very truth. Like, when I was younger, I used to always be like, not too sure if he likes me or not. But maybe because I was in Essex, I don't know if that was an Essex
thing. Yeah.
I was like, and especially because some of the black guys I was surrounded with, they would talk about black girls like we were something at the back of their shoe. I was really lucky that I used to chill a lot with like my family friends and the guys who were older than me,
because
they were in like they were my family friends as well, and they were really, really lovely to black girls. Oh, really good.
It's crazy because it goes back to what we were saying. Like, it's like even just something that shouldn't even be a thought. It's a thought. Do you get what I mean?
Mm-mm.
It's like, am I desirable to like my kinfolk? Am I desirable?
But they'll tell you, oh, you know, I don't like you because you're dark skin. But that's okay, because that's my preference. And you know, it's not okay.
It does worry me about like the future and what the generations after us will have to face. I feel like the generation after us are very clued up. Gen Z. Is it Gen Z? These lot are fighters.
Yeah.
Like, did you see the Pimlico Academy?
Yeah, that was amazing.
Yeah. For those who don't know, the students of Pimlico Academy refused to go to lessons. They literally protested because they said that there was Islamophobia and racism sort of demonstrated by the teachers, and
can't wear colourful hijabs.
Can't have afros. So yeah, they said we're not going.
Good. Because when Stacey's dyeing her hair from brunette to blonde, nobody's saying anything.
That's another Vic TikTok I saw. Did you see
it?
Where he said, Femilade, you're not allowed an afro. And then he said, but Stacey literally has a plant on her head.
A plant? I'm dead.
He literally had a plant pot.
I'm dead. Femilade.
Yeah.
I'm dead. That's really cool, man, that we're having youths do that. But I just, at the same time, I'm kind of like, you shouldn't even be having to do this.
You shouldn't have to.
Because what kind of stupid school is making these kind of rules?
I know.
Even when I was younger, my school weren't that strict, but we had some stupid rules, like you can't have colourful braids.
Yeah, us had the same.
But then Zori's going through her emo punk phase, and now she's got red hair, and that's fine. But for me to pick red expression,
yeah, I know.
It's a hoo-ha.
Yeah, we couldn't have afros or anything. Like, we
afro.
Had to have, yeah, we couldn't have an afro.
How racist that is.
Yeah. But we couldn't even like wear earrings.
Mm-mm.
Like, we basically could not express ourselves at school.
Did you ever have a teacher, yeah, that you just thought, if I catch you on road, that's what I'm going to say about that?
I think I had one teacher. I actually really liked my teachers eventually. Like, once I got used to the school, I actually really, really liked my teachers. Like, we had a good relationship. But there was one teacher, she didn't teach me for anything, but she was just one of them. She was like a hall monitor teacher.
Ugh.
Like, she used to teach maths, but she used to teach maths to the other side of the school and other classes.
Mm.
But it's like whenever we had any kind of exchange or interaction, she was rude as hell. Mm. And I was like, what you trying to start here?
What? Not to your teacher.
No, but it's like, I'm like, do you have a problem?
Just to listen, let's take it outside.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm dead.
You know that TikTok. See, I'm a TikToker now.
I love
what
this.
What you trying to start?
That guy is absolutely insane. Oh, I wish I had his name to refer back to you guys.
Trarags.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah.
Absolutely insane. The reason why I bring this up is because I had the head teacher. Mm. I don't know if I should say his name. No, I won't know. I was thinking, do you want to meet me outside? So he was downstairs shouting at someone and I could see. Mm. And I looked at me and my friends looked at each other like, oh my God, like, like he's bare shouting. Like, looking at each other like this, like in short. This guy made his way upstairs to me. Came in my face. This guy spat in my eyebrow.
No.
Not obviously. But when he was talking.
He was talking.
I did everything in my power not to move that spit from my eyebrow. Because I wanted to make him know, look what he did. Because I've seen him do that to someone else. And they moved the spit and he shouted at them for that. But he shouted at me and he said to me, do you think that's funny? When I was shouting at Derek. Did you find that
funny?
Were
you laughing?
I don't think I was laughing. I think me and my friend was like, Rah, we're going in. He's like, do you find that funny, Victoria? Do you find that funny? And I said, no, I don't find it funny. He said, you look like you found it funny. And then he just walked away. And I was just thinking, you're just swinging your dick about.
Yeah.
Like, you want to.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because me, if you talk to any other teacher, you know that Victoria Shinichi, she actually minds her business. She doesn't actually want to be here, to be honest. She actually minds her business. Like, she doesn't even want to talk to these kind of people, to be honest with you. Like, she does her work and goes home. But if some people get into occasional fights with her, she'll beat a bit crap.
Yeah.
Mm. I will.
I can't believe you came up just for smoke.
They do. Some teachers. What?
Some teachers, they are on a power trip.
They're on that.
Yeah.
It's disgusting. It's like, why are you even a teacher?
Mm.
Or maybe it's they're having a bad day, you know, and they're like, fuck it, this kid's going to have it.
No. Sometimes you can tell when a teacher's having a bad day. At the end of the day, they're human, innit? Mm. But when you just want to throw your willy around for what reason, it's like, what's the meaning of this? Mm. Even the fact that he's there spitting in people's faces and you're telling them off for wiping it. Are you mad?
He was mad.
What?
Because the school was very calm and then we had this new head teacher. No, he was on a militant thing.
Yeah.
Because he wanted off-comp.
Something to prove, innit?
No, like, you could see when a teacher was in a bad mood. Like, I remember we had this one teacher, he was like bare fun and games. Mm. Like, on his bad day, I was like, oh, that sir's not laughing, you know?
Mm. But it must be hard. Like, imagine, you know, your wife has pissed you off in the morning. Mm. You know, she didn't make you your breakfast. Or she said,
fuck off, make your own food.
Yeah, she said, yeah. Imagine she said that to you.
But make your own food.
But let's imagine. They used to get in their breakfast. Or you know, they got what's it called when you swear at someone on the road? They got flipped the bird on their way to school.
Mm.
Someone's cut in front of them before they've come to school. Mm. They're pissed off.
Mm.
Then you come into your class and the students know that it's the morning.
Mm.
It's time for their lesson.
Mm.
They're still talking.
Mm. That's why some teachers scream.
Yeah.
Just shut up! No wonder. Just shut up! I mean, what the fuck is wrong with this bitch? What the fuck? Calm down.
And then you always have that one person that when they say, shut up! They start laughing. Of course you're gonna get roasted.
I remember one teacher put her hat on both of them. Shut up! Just sprint. I'm like, what the fuck is that?
How's your teacher even said to her,
calm down. Edge your ma. I don't mean to calm down in your brother. Edge your, please. Like, tone it down.
Has your teacher ever shouted so much that another teacher has come to like see what's going on?
No, but my head teacher shouted so much from the other side of the school.
Wow.
That room I had it, that other people on the other side of the school heard it.
No way. Yeah. Wow.
Because remember, that was the rumor of the day that this guy, I think his name was called TJ. Mm. It's like, oh, TJ got shouted at so loud from the headmaster teacher that everybody heard. I was like, oh, like, what kind of rubbish did he get into?
Yeah, man. I feel it for teachers. Yeah. I genuinely think they have one of the hardest jobs in the world, mm-hmm. especially as a secondary school teacher. Mm. Is I don't know if I would be able to. Mm. Even when I was watching like Kaya doing her class, I was mm-hmm. like, "Is this how the kids mm-hmm. are moving?"
Because mm-hmm. some parents don't mm. they don't teach their children home training.
Yeah,
at all. Mm. I think I said it on the episode one time, but when a friend of mine I used to work in retail with, he is now like a assistant teacher sort of thing, mm. and he was telling me, and this was in a primary school, he was telling me how one child was trying to beat him up.
Mm.
He said, this kid was, this kid was punching me.
Punching?
I said, swear. He said, even biting. I said,
wow.
I said, what can you do?
And you have to film it. So imagine that's how your day starts off. You're doing maths, one of the students is trying to fight you, they're biting you, and you know that you can't do nothing.
But do you know what it is, Jess? I remember one time there was a teacher that you heard these stories that teachers were crying.
Yeah.
They locked themselves in a cupboard.
And imagine the teacher cries and the class does what?
They start laughing. They don't respect you.
Are you telling me you would not scream that classroom down?
You can't tell them to fuck off.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, I could never be a teacher.
Yeah, I couldn't. I feel like I would enjoy teaching students that actually want to learn, but that's not, like, you don't know who you're going to get in your classroom.
Exactly. My boyfriend was like, oh, you're so good around kids. Like, you should be a teacher. Mm. I was like. I was like, these are kids I know and like.
Yeah. It's true.
I don't know some of these people.
Mm-hmm.
And the way some of these people come, like the home that they're coming from, there's no home training. You don't get class, you don't get manners. And you're coming into my room and you're trying to run the show. You know what? I'll be the worst teacher.
You're trying to be the class clown. Oh my gosh, I'll hate. Those are the students, I'm sorry. I'm giving you an F. Even if you do your best, I'm giving you an F. Don't be a class clown in front of me. In my class.
I'm the class clown around it.
Yeah, I'm the clown.
Do you know what I said to them? Excuse me, Will Smith, sit down. you think you're the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air? Sit the hell down.
How can you call them Will Smith?
I'll be calling them all sorts of names. They wouldn't even know what to do with me. What? That's how they'll probably come and report me. They're saying that teacher was just calling me all sorts of names. They're calling me a rugrat. They're calling me a clown.
They're calling me
Joe Tribbiani. They call me Chandler. They call me Ross. I said, yeah, why would I call you not Ross? Why would I not call you Ross when you're acting like a Ross? You're acting like a damn fool.
Oh gosh.
And the kids that I respect are the ones that want to learn and do their work. I'm like, thank you.
Exactly.
I'm like, you're gonna go somewhere, you know?
Yeah.
But you.
Yeah.
I don't know where you're.
And I'm sorry. Clap for the teacher.
And that's where these kids get these stories when they say, oh, my teacher said I wasn't going to go anywhere in life. Did all of you get this story? All of you got the story.
And you must have been the class clown. That's the only thing I can think. Because I'm sure if I was acting like a clown, the teacher would have said, well, where are you going to be going acting like a clown at work?
To the damn circus.
Yeah.
Because your jokes don't bang.
Yeah. It's like, at least be a clown and be funny.
Mm.
But no one's laughing.
Mm-hmm. So sit down. I would be livid. I think the only one that would be a bit relaxed is in PE. I'd be like, hey, in fact, everybody, let's just sit down. Let's even sit down and relax this time. Because
that's like, Kaya's teacher at the moment is black.
Mm.
And it makes me laugh because Kaya tells me every week, oh, like we couldn't do PE because the other kids were being bad. And I'm like, I know this black woman. This black woman.
What, no PE?
Yeah, she's just picking any excuse not to have to do PE with these kids.
PE because kids are being bad.
Yeah, I'm like, literally, they've been locked up for like a whole year now. Like, please let them do PE. Yeah. But Kyle would be like, oh, like, we only did like 15 minutes of PE today because the kids were being bad. The teacher told us that if we don't be quiet, we're not going to be able to go out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been bedtime. She's come back and she's like, oh yeah, I didn't do PE today.
Daddy's just like, I'm not getting, I'm not
running around with these kids.
Finished. But yeah, I never got that you'll be a failure. That kind of, I only got it from one teacher. I think I said it before. This one teacher, he said to me, you're going to be a single mum with five kids.
No.
I was the only black person in that class.
Effing way.
And that was the only ethnic minority teacher we had. It was an Asian teacher. As you know, we've had black teachers, but that was the, and he was like young, supposed to be young and cool. And he said that to me. I was like, how does this make any sense?
Do you know how I would have torn his singlet? What?
I was like, what?
That could never run. I'm sorry, that could never run in this 2021.
Mm.
Gen Z would have torn him to shreds.
I said, what do you mean by that? This is the same teacher that threw that snowball at my face. I don't, teacher hated me anyways.
I want to find him now.
He's not at that school anymore because that's my brother, because he's my brother's meant to school. And he doesn't go there.
I wanna find him on Facebook.
I don't remember their names.
Let me not say on the podcast.
Mm. But that's the thing. Some teachers, I think sometimes they get a bit comfortable.
Yeah.
You can't get comfy because this is my future. These kind of seeds that you're planting, this is why people have, all these rappers have stories where they said, my teacher told me I was going to fail.
Mm.
They stay with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, boy. But at the same time, why does it, I don't know, being a teacher must be hard because you have to gas these kids to make them believe that, you know, they're the future. Because like, I remember my sociology teacher in A-level is the reason why I got an A. Did I get an A in sociology? Yeah, I did.
Mm.
That was my favorite class. And she was like, and I was like failing because like my first year of college, I was going through a lot, blah, blah, blah. And she was like, you're really smart.
Mm.
I was like, why is this lady lying to me?
Mm.
She was like, you're really smart. And she's like, I really think if you applied yourself. And I've never had a ever in my life had a teacher. You know when you get like, trust even magic. Yeah? And this is where race comes into. You get those kids in school that were bad.
Yeah.
And they were flogging the class. They were the students that will throw one rub at your head.
Bang!
Those are the kind of kids, that they'll now go and get assistant help for. Oh yeah, Derek needs help. You know, he's a bit naughty. He needs some extra work and extra. But with me, I never had that ever.
Mm.
This sociology teacher took it upon herself, and because she's a sociology teacher, that's even where I heard about all these kind of words, like institutionalized racism. That woman got it. I believe so. She took me aside. She was like, I'm literally going to open up my lunch period for you. Come find me. Let's do this.
Yeah.
And honestly, in my exams, I got literally going from all D's to all A's in my recess and in my follow up year. And I got an A overall. And when she saw me, she just gave me like a massive hug. And I was like, raw, like,
oh, that is really sweet.
Just that one teacher.
Yeah. That's all it takes. Mm. It's hard, man. Yeah, honestly, kudos to you teachers, because it's
not me, boy.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
I couldn't. God forgive me, but I couldn't.
I was even going to say what I would do when I teach. I was like, maybe not, because what if one day I become a teacher? I was going to say, I'll just give them the cheat codes. No, not the cheat codes, but I think I'll tell them, listen, this is how to pass.
Yeah.
So open up your ears.
Yeah.
Because it's not every day revised. Listen, how to pass.
Yeah.
And this is the sentence structure. Because I remember.
But. To be fair, that is what our education system is. It's literally just about memory.
Do you reckon? I feel like that's a lot of grammar.
Lot of it is about memory.
But I feel like in grammar schools, I remember my friend went to grammar school. She said they teach you how to pass.
Yeah.
The theories and no, like this is what the answer. This is how to phrase your answer.
Yeah.
I was like, why wasn't I taught? Because I remember in English. And this is why I get frustrated. I said to my teacher, you keep saying that there was a guy in our class called Francis and he was like so intelligent. And I remember I said to her, you keep saying that Francis's work is amazing and it's really insightful and his theories are incredible and his way of writing is moving. How do I do that?
Mm.
And how do I get my writing structure to be on that level?
Yeah.
And she goes, keep practicing. I said, you are working with the devil.
Yeah, I thought that's what teachers were doing.
Not my school, boy.
Really? In my school, they would literally say, this is how you need to phrase your response. You need to take a sentence from the book, and you need to apply your theory to it and say, this means blah, 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 blah. And my evidence is that. Mm. Da, da, da. So you have to phrase it in certain types of ways. Obviously, maths is different. Maths, you either know it or you don't.
Mm.
But I feel like stuff like English and history, especially if your teacher is telling you, these are the bits that are going to come up in the exam. That's what our teacher used to do a lot. Mm. They used to say, all right, I'm going to teach you a bit about this, but don't really hold on to it. It's more this that will that will come up in the exam. And then they'll focus on that for like 2 days.
You are blessed. My teacher would be like, I don't know what's coming up in the exam yet. So just read it on.
Wow.
So do you know what I did? I remember one time we had a girl from another school. She became like one of my closest friends. She said, listen, I don't know where, do you know what I mean? Where he goes, I don't know where y'all, how you do things, where y'all from, where I'm from.
Yeah.
I said, where I'm from, yeah? Because she's from Eastland. She said, where we're from, yeah? We go and collect past papers.
Yeah. We used to practice past papers, yeah.
I said, where are you going to get from? She said, don't worry, I got you. She now wants to go and find a website. She loaded up.
Wow.
I said, all the past papers for sociology, for media studies, for film, for history, for law. She even went to go and find A responses. I said, this girl's a bad B.
Yes, bad B.
We now spread it amongst the group. I said, yeah, we're going to pass this GCSE. Because that's what I'll be doing as a teacher. I said, listen, everybody just take this now.
Yeah.
And use these perfect examples and just rehearse it, bruv.
Mm.
It said, my school were doing creative writing. They said, yeah, freedom. Yeah. I don't have time for freedom. I need to pass because I'm not looking to do this anyways. I'm looking to get the grades.
Mm.
Yeah, mad.
Yeah. And that's why I guess they say that the education system sometimes is flawed because it's about pass marks and all of that. When in reality, I feel like your school had the right idea. Like, yeah, like have freedom of expression and assess students on their strengths. And whatever, but our education system is literally about a standard, a flat standard, and all the students have to apply themselves to that standard. And it's not fair.
I don't think it's fair, you know. Even with my school, like, I think it's unfair because, like, the Francis guy, he was reading for reading damn sakes.
Yeah.
He was reading all of the Shakespeare. So, of course, he knew that he could use the word, say that a rose is representative of violence and love. What does I'm gonna tell you that I don't know Valentine's Day, and then I get marked down because I've not read.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I think those kind of things on first.
Like, yes, it's not fair. It's not fair at all. That is how our obviously I don't know about the American one, but that is how the English education system is flawed, in my opinion. Because I just feel like you're assessing everyone on the same thing. With the same standard. And that's just not how our brains work. Everyone learns differently. Some of us have photographic memories. Some of us learn through pictures. So it's like, how can you assess us all on the same things? We're all from different backgrounds. All have different reading levels. How can you assess us with the same exams? It just doesn't make sense.
Do you know what's so funny? I was listening to No Shade and they were talking about cheating at uni. Oh, no, just in cheating in general at school. And it reminded me of one day, me and Jasmine were cheating. Well, I don't know if you still know. I don't know if you still know the person.
Who?
That cheater.
Oh, yeah.
Me and Jasmine were a real cheater.
Yeah, a real one.
A real animal cheater. You know, you got lions, you got cheaters. Yeah. Oh, my God. And I was like, I might join gang, you know. Guys, I didn't have the guts to do it.
No.
I didn't have the guts. But, I was shaking like a damn leaf.
But this is what I mean. Institutionalized racism.
No, this guy.
But obviously, the hue was. and also pretty privileged. This guy was handsome and he had the lecturers in the palm of his hands.
I rate him for that, though. Donnie was using pretty privilege.
He was using pretty privilege. Even up to this day. I don't feel like he did the work to get what he got. Do you get me? I'm not going to say too much, but that guy is a real scammer.
Right. Yeah, he even made us join the ACN. No, what was it?
Tried to get us to do...
pyramid scheme.
Yeah, what's it? ACN, whatever it was called.
We've actually tried it this life, you know.
Hmm.
I remember he kept saying, yeah, come, like, you, yeah, come to the meeting, you'll make your money. I said, I need to make money. And these were the times where Jasmine and Ikran and Naveen were like, Vic, no, you're eating bad. Like, why are you eating? Like,
yeah, but we all, like, we were like, oh, he was like, what was he saying? He was like trying to talk up the thing. Mm. And we were like, what's your secret? Like, bring us in. And he was like, oh, you have to come to the meeting. Once he said come to the meeting, all of us looked at each other and were like,
oh, but I was going to risk it, you know? Because I was like, what's there? But I was like, what can't he tell me?
And also, how can you be talking about this is the lifestyle you're living, you're earning thousands of pounds a month, and I'm sorry, I cannot see it reflected in your lifestyle.
Okay, next topic of the podcast.
It's about that time for Black Gay Friends of the
Week. Have you seen that Coach has rebranded itself and it's come back as a hot girl summer essential?
Have they? Mm-hmm. How much are their bags?
They're actually quite affordable. And like, I was telling my friend Shamar about it because I was like, I really want a designer. Mm. I want to treat myself. So I was looking at Coach. This was like when Meg was talking about it.
Okay.
Mm. But now it's like become like a hot girl summer essential. They've got this bag called the Tabby bag. They've always had it, not this particular one, but a similar one. But now they've got the Tabby pillow. And yeah, everyone's talking about it. This one's quite expensive though. It's nearly 500.
Oh, 500.
Yeah, you not seen Mel's.
Oh, that is cute.
Have you seen Melissa Wardrobe talk about it?
I don't like it in the black, but the black is giving me Dagenham Market. But
sorry if you have it.
I am sorry.
No, it's not you. I don't know why I said that. I'm just a bitch. The girls are getting it in green pink and in pink. Jazz.
Yeah, I like the pink.
Look at orange. See if you can search orange.
Ooh, where's orange?
The girls have it in blue too.
Yeah, I like the blue one as well. It's cute.
And I like it because I'm, as Jazz knows, I'm a carrier. I'm Mary Poppins in this bitch.
Yeah, you are. You actually
and are. I like to carry load.
Mm.
So that is a cute designer for me, I reckon. Mm. However, I'm trying to save money, so it's a no for me. But apparently, guys, please check out this YouTuber called Steph Mayer. Or Steph Mayer's with an S. She is just, I live my designer life vicariously through her.
Oh.
Because sis just gets it. Mm. Look at me saying that. I'm not even on that level yet. But sis gets it. Like,
you will be on that level one in Jesus' name. Amen.
We're working at 6 figures. Amen.
6 figure bitch. Baby. Amen.
For you lot too, baby.
Amen.
Baby. Yeah, so that's the bag of the moment right now. Mm. And I kind of thought that Coach were having it's kind of come back. There's an influencer called Olivia. What is her last name? Olivia Zoe.
Mm.
Z-A-O. Check her out. Her Instagram is Chef Kiss. Mm. But yeah, she was tweeting about it a time ago saying that, you know, she feels like Coach having a moment. They've got Meg on board. They've got like Michael B. Jordan. They've got all these celebrities and their social media campaigns are really funny. All that kind of stuff. But when they released this bag, I said, this is cute. Then Melissa Mordres posted it. Tell me why it's selling out.
What?
Then.
So you're telling me, listen, so you're telling me that many of you can afford a £500 bag?
Jasmine.
Okay. No, I thought we were all on the same page.
Jasmine, stop right there. Because I'm telling you, everyone's a damn liar. She put on a story, and she found a discount code. Okay, cool. She found a discount code. But people had £400 spare just to drop like that. Bussa. Because somebody said so.
Explain what's going on. I need answers.
She said, this is the bag that I've got. I think she got it gifted. And people said, I have £400 to bussa. They dropped it on Coach.
Okay. So the girls are lying. So that's what
maybe
the
girls are in overdraft. I don't know. But
I can't believe you said that.
Where they are, I'm in my overdraft. But I don't have the Coach.
Yeah.
So at least you have the Coach.
Yeah, I can't go into overdraft for Coach, guys. We've got to do better than that. Come on.
What do you mean better than that? It's cute.
It's cute, but it ain't overdraft cute.
Hmm. Well, I haven't seen it. It's everywhere.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. Is that the one that someone said looks bloated?
Yes. Well, I think it's really nice. It's really, like, look at Mel with it.
Yeah, it does look cute. It does. It does look cute, I'll be honest.
I can't wait to be a girl. Just looks nice.
Huh?
I can't wait to just be, you know, just a baddie that just looks nice.
I know. I know.
I'm getting sick. I don't want to live like this anymore.
Yeah, I know. I'm getting to the point where I'm like, maybe I have a choice to make. Maybe I can't have everything. I'm like, maybe I have to give that dream up.
But you're not even sick, Jazz. Mm-hmm. I just want Zara, and I can't even have that.
I know. I'm the same. I'm like, I can't just live like a normal life. Like, I don't enjoy things. When can I enjoy, like, truly?
Probably.
Gosh. When we're six-figure babes. Amen.
I manifest it for us. No, we have to be. I'm so sorry. I have to be. Because I can't live. I can't. Yeah.
We've worked hard. And I know that it's, like, unfair to be like, yeah, work hard. It means you'll get... It's not always the case that the harder you work, you're going to get to where you deserve. But please, God, help us. Please.
I really heard that. Also, another influencer called Nuri Anna. She has it too. She has the green one. Oh, God, does it look nice?
It doesn't.
No, it does. Sorry, I meant to say.
Ooh. I didn't see that colour in there.
Yeah. It's really cute.
My voice is funny.
Yeah. You know what, you girls, you're trying to be broke. The thing is, why am I trying to save money but at the same time watching Zara hauls? Someone intervene into my life because I need Jesus.
You're tempting yourself. You're tempting yourself.
As in,
I remember you told me, unsubscribe from all your emails. Why are you getting emails from... Look at you watching Zara hauls.
I'm living vicariously through them. Because I see them wear it and I'm like, oh, that'll look cute on brunch. I don't have that.
I know. I keep thinking about, like, when we are finally, like, allowed to, like, go out properly. And I'm like, I don't even have, like, any clothes.
Sorry, let me sit down. But don't you sometimes watch these hauls and you're like, how can you afford to spend £500?
Oh, I think that all the time. I think that all
Even if
the
it's
time.
£100, it's like, you spend that every single month? How?
But clearly the girls are rich, but then they're not telling us that they're rich.
Because all of these girls are like under 25 sometimes, and that's where's the money from?
I think all the time. I don't know. I feel like I'm missing the secret. What's the secret?
Maybe they have rich boyfriends.
Yeah, maybe. Gosh. Righty. Did you be doing Black Excellence? Was that your Black Excellence?
The coach bag.
No, the Steph. What was her name? Steph Mears?
No, but she will be this week. I think she's been before, but yeah, she shouldn't be again. Definitely check her out. I just love her videos. Like, she knows what she's talking about with style. She gets it. She's very much like, not very, like, if you kind of like muted tones, like nude, kind of like blacks, she's really good at finding pieces that are kind of like funky. I just love her style. Mm. Yeah. Check her out.
I also want to shout out, it's another YouTuber, Life of Owls.
Oh, I love her content.
Yeah, me as well. And like, she's always quick with you as well. Like, she's still on topic, on trend. Like, I can't imagine how difficult it is right now to still be creating content consistently.
Mm-hmm.
And still being like up to date and trying to keep up with the speed of everything. But sis is quick, and because she's like close to my shade, it's like I always watch her videos to try and figure out what shades might work for me, what doesn't. And she's always giving you the tea. So yeah, shout out to her. Her account is Life of ALS.
Dysonomics just wow, my voice.
I know my voice is doing as well.
Dysonomics just tweeted, people in the UK, it's looking like travel might be coming back on the May 14th.
Travel?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so being able to go on holiday?
Mm-hmm.
May the 14th. Ooh.
May the 17th, sorry. Did we say 14th? Okay. Primark girls, we won. Primark girls, we live, baby. 12th of April, Primark girls, we back in the building. Oh my God, it's been so long.
I know. I'm even going to take Kaya Primark on Monday. She can spend her birthday money.
Oh, we back, baby.
We back.
It's been so long.
I know. Even I'm looking forward to going Primark. And I'm like, I don't usually go there like too often. I'm looking forward to it.
Because you're rich in it.
Listen, you keep saying that. I just don't spend money anymore on these shops. Vicky's actually judging me right now. Well, no, but it's true. It's true. I don't.
I saw you with new crepes. It's true.
Yeah, I don't.
You're saving.
I'm trying to.
Oh, wow.
I got to clear my debts first. I'm trying to clear my debts. So whenever I get like extra
that's
money.
Still, that's still good though.
Yeah, I'm trying. So that's why I haven't bought new clothes in ages. Mm-hmm. There's been a few times where I'm like, okay, let me just like bulk buy. So like I'll buy a few t-shirts and maybe a couple of trousers. That's it. Mm. And that'll be me done. Mm. But yeah, I haven't bought from Zara in ages, Topshop, ASOS. I haven't done none of that. Mm. The last thing I bought literally was a bra.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm just trying my best to watch my pockets.
It's hard.
I know. So yeah, I'm definitely gonna have a browse.
I say it's hard, sorry. I should not make it feel like it's hard for you. You can do it. And you're going to clear that in Jesus' name.
I will clear it in Jesus' name. I'm gonna do a what's it called, Dr. Umar? Any donations?
What? I know you did not just do that on this podcast. Not donations.
Yeah, not donations. But we're getting there, Vic. Amen. We are getting there. Amen. In Jesus' name.
Get this weird urge to move to Manchester.
Yeah, what's going on? I feel like Manchester is calling you.
I don't know. I feel like it's going to happen. So
Okay. What's going to happen with the pod? When I said I'm going to move country, what did you say?
I can't remember.
You said, I'll remind you. Hopefully I can even remember the episode you said. You said, what's going to happen to Black Girls Living?
Well, you're right. What is going to happen to Black Girls
Living? Yeah, what's going to happen to Black Girls Living when you go to Manchester?
Remote recording.
No.
Why don't you come as well? I'll send you over the links I've been seeing. They're really nice.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, I would absolutely love...
Why don't we live in the same building? It's a bit too much.
Vic, I keep telling you. Remember I even said, I want to move to your area, but I'm going to annoy you. I said, are you prepared?
Oh yeah, I don't like when people come up.
Because if we lived in the same building, do you know how mannerless I'll be?
Oh, I don't mind. If we live, but that's the same building. I suppose that's all right. But if it's like, you live like, I don't know, 30 minutes away, and you're like, Vic, I'm at your door. I'm like, what? You traveled here. I might not open the door. Like I'm naked. Or I'm up to something.
You say I'm up to something. I don't mind. Let's look. Might as well. Let's have a look. Yeah, we'll go to Manchester.
Oh yeah. Oh my god, for reals.
Yeah.
I don't know what is wrong with me. I keep getting this weird urge where it's like
I'm fully open to like moving out of London. Like my London centric way of viewing the world disappeared, I would say, probably about 4 years ago. I was like, you know what? This place ain't all it's cracked out to be at all.
But they've come to my area though. Like if I move to my area, come there too.
Yeah, I will. Really? I will definitely. I'm looking. I've constantly got my eyes open. Mm. I'm nowhere near ready to buy yet, but I'm looking. I'm constantly looking. Mm. So yeah. It will happen in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Speaking of babes. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Honestly, like my therapist was like to me that she saw that my faith in God has really been helping me throughout, like since the start of Jan all the way here. And honestly, if you guys are religious, please just keep your faith in God. And also just keep thanking God for like what he's done for you like right now. Because I know sometimes we get fixated on the goal, the end goals of things, or just like, we keep asking for more, but like also thank God for like
what you have,
helping you get halfway through the goal. Like, honestly, shout out to God, man. Shout out to God. Why don't I know why you're laughing?
No, it sounds so bad that I'm laughing. No, but it's just
yeah, I'm even laughing now.
No, it's because you said shout out to God.
That's what the trendy pastors are saying nowadays. And I think it's Ramadan soon, so our Muslim brothers and sisters that are listening, hope all is well.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, when is it?
They've been getting it a lot through summer these days, and I'm sorry.
Honestly, it's hard taking consideration about the dates. You know, that's what I'm saying. I don't like that.
Yeah,
I don't like that.
That is not nice.
Mm. But hopefully everything opens up by Eid, so you lot can have a lit time.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Anyways, we out of this bitch.
Yep. Thank you for listening to another episode of Black Girls Living. Catch that Black Girls Living on Instagram and Twitter. My account is jazz_bw.
Oh my God, you actually sound like, I don't know what American it is. I can't remember the name. You sound like an American.
Thank you. Is that a compliment?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm on Vic Sunusi on Instagram, Victoria Sunusi on Twitter. You can find us also on TikTok at Black Girls Living. And you can give us a 5-star review on the Apple Podcast app and the Acos app too.
Thank you guys. Have a good week.
All right, guys. Stay blessed. Bye.